You're sending me to the principal's office? Oh, no.
He's a supplanter.
I am Jacob P. Donovan.
My money.
This is my school.
I can't make sense of anything you two are saying.
I hate him.
Now, son?
I will kill you, Jacob.
Miss Jean, join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Welcome back for another adventure in Discovery Mountain. Today's episode is number 4 in our season called Keep Watch. Now, last time, Gracie and Brianna visited their Grandpa Harris, and they discovered something interesting. They have a long-lost uncle. Now, back in Discovery Mountain, Gracie and Brianna are eager to find him. Will they be successful? Now, we've met Evan already. Let's check in on him again. He's exercising his faith, just as another twin did long ago. Jacob and Esau's story feels familiar to Evan, and it just might be what a couple of other siblings need to hear too. Let's visit Evan again at his home, far away from Discovery Mountain, in today's episode called Fugitive.
Dear Lord, I know that I'm not like Jacob. Father, you took care of him and promised to send him back to the land you promised to his grandfather Abraham. Lord, I believe that you've forgiven me, but could my family ever forgive me? Oh Lord, is it presumptuous of me to claim this promise? Genesis 28:15? I know it by heart. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Lord, please restore me to my family. Amen.
Evan?
Oh, Rachel, you can come in. I'm done praying.
Yes, I heard.
How long were you outside the door?
I didn't mean to eavesdrop. I'm looking for the treats for my clients.
Oh, the doggy treats? They're right over there.
Evan.
I know, Rachel, you don't have to say it.
No. What was I gonna say?
That maybe that ad is a sign that it's time to reach out to my family again.
You can read my mind.
Well, not exactly, but I have known you a long time.
Yes. Since you walked onto the same bus I was traveling on, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was still wearing the new suit I wore to my high school graduation.
You looked so handsome, and like you needed a friend. How could I resist?
Rachel, you're my family now. We've made a life for ourselves, and...
And you've always promised me that when the timing was right, you'd talk to your family again.
Yeah, the timing just has never been right.
I know. After the girls were each born, I tried.
I wasn't ready.
And after we read the news that your mother had died...
I should have talked to my dad then. I didn't want to make things worse. Mom was gone, and it seemed selfish to show back up again.
Evan, there will never be a perfect time.
I know, but...
Yeah?
What if they haven't forgiven me? I'm afraid.
You won't know if you don't reach out. Oh, my clients are waiting. Write to them, Evan. Just write.
But there has to be a way to know if I'm forgiven. That might work. I'll start writing.
Meanwhile, back in Discovery Mountain, Gracie is back at school. She and Brianna are determined to find their Uncle Evan, but that isn't interfering with her schoolwork, is it?
And that is how Ottawa became the capital city of Canada. Any questions? All right, then. Close your books and go outside for recess.
Yay!
Quiet in the hall, please. Oh, Gracie, it's recess time.
I don't know the answer, Mrs. Lee. Sorry.
Gracie, I didn't ask you a lesson question. I said it's time for recess.
Recess? Oh.
Gracie, I'm concerned about you.
I'll be okay, Mrs. Lee.
Gracie, your grades are slipping. You don't seem to hear a third of what I say in class, and...
Oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, my stomach just hurts again.
And that's another thing. Your stomach has hurt for days.
I'll be okay.
You know, sometimes we all need some help getting through difficult situations. With your parents divorcing, there are a lot of changes in your life.
Oh, there are way more changes than that.
Oh? Gracie, you should talk to Reader.
You're sending me to the principal's office?
No, it's not like that. He has a sister. You should ask Reader about her, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you go right now, before you're distracted and forget?
Okay, Mrs. Lee.
Olivia, I did not steal your money!
You may as well have, Jake. I gave it to you to replace that old thing.
I returned the watch, Olivia. Even if it was the most beautiful calculator watch I've ever seen.
Jake, you are a... Oh, Gracie, I didn't see you there.
Now what is all this racket?
Principal Reader, sir, it's all her fault.
Jake, I was just trying to do something nice for you. You supplanter.
Supplanter? Well, you're a supper planter.
You don't even get my insult.
All right, now you two quiet down. Gracie, shouldn't you be outside for recess?
Mrs. Lee sent me to talk to you and ask you about your sister.
My sister? I see.
Sisters are not all they're cracked up to be, you know.
Hey!
Okay, that's it. Jake, Olivia, to my office, now.
What?
Come on, grow up, Jake. Let's go.
Me grow up? What about you?
Follow me, now. Jake, Olivia, what is going on?
He's a supplanter.
Jacob P. Donovan.
My money.
This is in space school.
I can't make sense of anything you two are saying. Why can't siblings get along?
I don't know.
You two are a lot like Jacob and Esau.
Hey, that's my namesake, Jacob.
Right, then you remember their story.
Yeah, of course.
Look, it's in the middle of a busy school day, but this can't wait. Do you remember how that story begins?
Yeah, it begins with Isaac and Rebecca.
Right. Isaac was the son of Abraham. And... just a moment. Who is it?
Reader, it's me, Gracie. Remember Mrs. Lee sent me to you?
Gracie, I'm sorry. I was distracted by a Bible story, the one about Jacob and Esau.
I love that story. It's just like my dad. And, well, could I listen?
Well, sure. We just started.
Sit right here, Gracie.
Now, Isaac was the son of Abraham. God had promised Abraham that he would become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth would be blessed in him. There was just one problem. Isaac didn't have any children. There was no one to inherit the blessing.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer to you. You promised to make my father's descendants a mighty nation, to bless all the earth through them. And yet, we have no children, Lord. Please give a child, or more than one, to Rebecca and me. Lord, please honor the blessing you gave to my father Abraham.
And God heard Isaac's prayer.
Isaac, we prayed for this, but... Oh. This baby is exhausting me.
Oh, Rebecca, and the child isn't even born yet.
The child is certainly active. Oh, feel the kicking.
Yes. I feel it. Just rest, Rebecca. You'll feel better.
Come, Rebecca, rest. I'll finish preparing the meal.
Listen to your nurse, Deborah. She is wise.
You're both insistent. Fine. I'll sit a while.
Good. Now close your eyes. Get a little sleep if you can. I'll be back in a little while.
All right. Oh,
This child won't let his mother rest.
Here, put your feet up.
Deborah, put your hand here. You can feel the child.
Oh, I feel it. It's as if...
As if what?
Well, we won't know until your days of expecting are fulfilled.
Deborah, if all is well, why am I like this?
I'm sure that all will be well, my dear. Rest. When your time arrives, you may have a double blessing. I'll prepare the meal.
All right. I am tired. I'll just close my eyes. A double blessing! Oh, Lord! Could it be? Lord, it feels as if the baby or two babies are struggling within me. Lord, could it be?
Rebecca, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
Twins! Thank you, Lord.
Rebecca remembered God's answer to her prayer. The children she carried struggled, and Rebecca remembered that one would be stronger and the older would serve the younger.
Ah, oh, Rebecca, he's here, a son.
Deborah, can I see him? Oh, he's perfect. Look, he's red and hairy.
He is.
Call Isaac. We shall name our son Esau. Oh, oh, oh.
Rebecca, there's another child.
I know. I told you.
He's nearly here.
Is everything all right?
Rebecca, oh. Just a little more. And... You have another son.
Another son? There are two?
Isaac, they're perfect. The firstborn, look at him.
He's red and hairy. Oh, darling boy.
Let's call him Esau.
And here is your second son.
Oh, my two sons. Here in my arms.
Oh, look at him, Rebecca. He's grabbed onto his brother's heel.
So he has. He looks so different from his brother. His skin is smooth.
Yes, look at that grip he has on Esau's heel. His name shall be Jacob.
Jacob and Esau. Welcome to the world, little ones.
You shall become a great and mighty nation. The promise to my father lives on.
The twins grew and grew. Jacob and Esau were as different as two brothers could be. Esau loved to be outside with his father Isaac, hunting and exploring. Jacob was a quieter boy. He stayed close to home, near to his mother and Deborah.
Jacob, what smells so delicious?
Does it smell good?
Of course. I said so, didn't I?
Thank you, Deborah. I prepared the evening meal, just as you taught me.
Did you rinse the lentils in fresh water before putting them in the pot?
Of course.
And did you crush the herbs?
Now, Deborah, we taught him well. Of course, he did everything right.
You are a fine young man, Jacob.
Yes, and one day, all this will be yours, my son. Just as God promised your grandfather Abraham, you will become a great and mighty nation.
Now, Rebecca, not again.
Mother, Esau is the oldest.
Yes, son, but the Lord showed me that he has a different plan.
Mother, he has the birthright, even if he despises it.
Jacob, all in God's time, not ours, God's timing.
Yes, of course.
Come, Rebecca, let's choose some fruit to finish the meal with.
Wonderful idea. We'll be back soon, Jacob.
Goodbye.
Man, I'm famished.
Esau, I thought you were working in the field with Dad.
I was, but I'm so weak and so hungry. Let me eat some of that red stew.
The words of Jacob's mother swirled in his mind. Why should his brother inherit all that his father had? Why was the birthright his? Esau was barely older.
I'll give you some stew, but sell me your birthright.
What? Look, I'm about to die, so what is the birthright to me?
Esau, swear to me that the birthright is mine.
I swear.
All right, I'll ladle you some stew. Oh, and here, some bread with it.
Oh, I'm so hungry. This is so good, Jacob. Just like Deborah makes.
Thank you, Esau. I was wondering, would you like to...
Oh, done. Gotta go back to the field.
Esau.
What, Jacob?
You gave me your birthright. Don't forget.
Nah, you can have it.
Jacob now had the promise of the older son. Esau lost it and didn't seem to mind. Until one day, when the brothers were nearly 40 years old.
Esau, my son, come here.
Here I am.
I'm now old.
Oh, father.
It's true. My eyes are weak, and I don't know how much longer I'll live.
Now, father.
Now, please go to the field and hunt game for me. Prepare the food that I may eat and bless you.
Rebecca overheard their conversation.
Jacob.
Yes, mother?
I just heard your father speaking to Esau. He wants to bless him.
But, mother, I have the birthright. Esau gave it to me for a bowl of red stew.
That means nothing without your father's blessing. Everything will be Esau's unless we intervene.
Intervene?
Oh, Deborah, we have to do this now. It will be impossible later.
God promised that Jacob would inherit the promise. Why would this suddenly be impossible?
Deborah, we don't have time to discuss this. Jacob, obey my voice. Go to the flock and bring me 2 goats, and I will make food for your father.
Oh, no, mother.
Then you will take it to your father, that he may bless you.
Rebecca?
There is no time.
Mother, Esau is hairy, and I am smooth-skinned. My father might feel me, and I will seem to be a deceiver to him. I'll bring a curse on myself and not a blessing.
Let your curse be on me, my son. Go and get the goats.
Jacob?
I'll go.
Good. I'll begin preparing the spices.
Rebecca prepared the food. She took Esau's clothes and gave them to Jacob to wear.
Mother, if Father touches my hand, he'll know it's me, not Esau.
Here, put the goat skins on your hand. Feel. Now your hands feel rough, like Esau's.
Okay, I suppose.
The food is ready. Take it to your father before your brother returns.
Hello, Father.
Who's there?
It's Esau. I have done just as you told me. Please, sit and eat.
Please come near that I may feel you. Are you really my son, Esau?
Yes, Father.
The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are Esau's.
Isaac believed that Jacob was Esau. He sat up and ate the meal.
Delicious meal, my son. Now, come here.
Yes, Father?
Isaac blessed Jacob.
Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you.
Your blessing means everything to me, Father.
Now go, that an old man may rest.
Yes, Father.
As Jacob left, Esau came in from the field. He prepared the food and took it into his father. Esau discovered his brother's trick.
Father, bless me also.
Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing.
He is rightly named Jacob. He supplanted me 2 times. He took away my birthright, and now he's taken away my blessing. I hate him.
Now, son?
I will kill you, Jacob.
Esau stormed off angrily, hatred burning in his heart.
Oh, Rebecca, I just heard Esau.
Yes?
He intends to kill Jacob.
Jacob!
What's wrong? Mother, Deborah, your faces are pale with worry.
Oh, Jacob, Esau knows what we did. He intends to kill you. You must flee to my brother Laban's in Haran. Stay until your brother's anger turns away from you.
Jacob! Jacob!
Oh, no. Your father is calling. Go!
No. Go to your father, Jacob.
I will go.
Jacob. Oh, Jacob.
Yes, father?
You must go now. Go to your mother's family.
Okay, I'll go now.
Jacob, wait.
Yes?
I want to bless you.
Oh, Father, I don't know what to say.
May God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and give you the blessing of Abraham, to you and your descendants with you.
Father.
Now go, my son, go.
Jacob fled into the night. He was a fugitive. Jacob had his father's blessing, but his heart was troubled.
Oh, Lord, what have I done? I have deceived my father and my brother. What was that? I've sinned against my family and against you, Lord. Can I ever be forgiven? I can't go on. It's too dark. I'll find a place to sleep for the night.
Jacob took one of the stones and slept on it like a pillow. Jacob dreamed and he saw a ladder that stretched all the way from earth to heaven. On the ladder, angels traveled up and down. This wasn't an ordinary dream. It was a vision from God. God spoke to Jacob in it.
I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. In you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Blessed?
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
Will not leave me. Will not leave me. Oh, what's happening? Oh. It was a dream. Surely the Lord is in this place. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. I will call it Bethel. My heart is renewed. A little more sleep for the journey ahead.
And Jacob did sleep, even with a rock for a pillow. The next morning he arose early and set his stone pillow upright. He set it up as a memorial.
There we go. If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God.
Jacob continued his journey to Haran, where...
Oh, reader, why'd you stop? We were just getting to the good part where Jacob goes to Haran and meets Rachel, and
Jake,
then...
I'm sorry, the bell reminded me. We have classes to teach. And Gracie, you have to get back to Mrs. Lee. She'll be worried about you.
Okay, reader, but I want to hear the rest of the story. I can't remember. Does Esau ever forgive Jacob? I have to know.
Reader, this is a nice story and all, but I fail to see how it helps Jake and me.
Olivia, that was a very rude way to talk to Principal Reader.
Jake, I wasn't being rude. I genuinely don't see
it's
how...
It's about Jacob!
Yes, Jacob the supplanter. That part makes sense.
Now, you two, my point wasn't...
Excuse me, but what is a supplanter?
Someone who takes something that doesn't belong to him.
Hey, now we're right back to the money, aren't we?
Oh, dear.
I have to get to class.
Now, I... Tomorrow. Can you be here before school starts? I want to finish the story to make my point about Jacob and Esau.
I can be here.
Me too.
Me too. See you then.
All right. See you all then. Get to class. Midnight. I sure hope that I can get through to these humans. You fish are so much easier to understand.
As Reader fed his betta fish midnight, Grandpa Harris fed the fish in the pet shop. Then he logged onto his computer to check his email.
Spam. Spam. I miss the good old days of paper mail. Well, this looks interesting. A reply to my ad. Let's see. Dear Mr. Harris, I saw the ad that your pet shop is for sale. My wife and I are experienced with business and pets. I'm wondering, is there no son in Harris and Son to take over the business? I hope that you are well. Please let me know if the business is still available. I'd like to come and take a look. Yours, E.H. Huh. What a strange email. He doesn't tell me what business experience he has, or if he's got a down payment. And he hasn't asked what town the pet shop is in. Something strange about this. No name, just E.H. 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 No, it couldn't be him. Could it?
E.H. What do you think, Director Doug?
Well, at the beginning of the episode, Evan did have an idea.
That's right. He wanted to reply to the ad for the pet shop, but he wasn't sure that his dad would be ready to hear from him yet.
Right. He didn't know if his dad had forgiven him.
Well, perhaps the email is from him. His initials are E.H. for Evan Harris.
Well, that's true. Evan seems ready to reconnect with his family. But like Jacob, he must wonder if his brother can forgive him.
Right. You know, we heard Jacob and Esau's story today, at least the first half of it.
Jacob left and he had forgiveness and assurance from God that he would come home again.
You know, I love that faith promise that Jacob received from God. Even after his sin, God forgave him and promised him a future.
The same promise that Evan claimed in Genesis 28:15.
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
God promised to never leave Jacob and to keep his promise to him. We can claim that promise too.
Yes, no matter the difficult circumstances we find ourselves in, like Gracie and her parents' divorce, God will always be with us.
I'm so thankful for that promise.
Me too. You know, I wonder if Gracie's dad, John, has forgiven his brother Evan for what happened 20 years ago.
I don't know, but Gracie does seem determined to find her Uncle Evan. But if he is E.H. from the email, it might get a lot easier to find him.
Right. We'll have to listen next time to find out.
We'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us online at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado 80539.